play. Fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Let's get it. Alright, let me say that again. If you're watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Everybody hit the like button. About to get started in a minute.
Whenever a woman has a problem with a man providing protection, which means what time are you getting home?
Yeah.
She's more than likely fatherless. Because, let me say this. When I say fatherless, y'all, that doesn't mean that daddy was in your life, but he wasn't daddying. Because he could be in your life. Father. Yeah. And fatherless doesn't mean that he is not there, non-existent. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, okay.
So, she didn't have a father that provided protection and provision. Mm-hmm. Because if she did, what time you getting home would have been familiar to her.
Facts.
First of all, if I tell a man I'm going out, which I would. Because you saying what time are you getting home, even if she was going with her girlfriends. Let's just take the guy out. Girlfriend.
Ops would have asked.
Yeah, I'm testing the audio, y'all. Testing the audio. Bear with me, we about to get started in a minute, you know?
An animal to take to the veterinarian, whatever.
Right.
If it was 12 o'clock in the day, it doesn't matter what time you get home, baby. If it was familiar to her, it was because her father asked that. It's familiar to me because I had a real father that would say one or two things. Mm. It's too late to leave his house because anything after 12 means, he would say it, means sex for a man, are you right. His last stop?
Facts.
And there's times where I wasn't even going to a boy. I'm right. Saying boy because I was younger house. I was just right going to my best friend Lola's house.
Yeah.
But the fact that my father thought I'm leaving.
Wow.
I'd be like, oh my God. I'm not going there, Daddy. No, I can't. I was on the phone with my father in Oregon with my first fiance having a full-blown argument. My dad's on the phone. And now, mind you, I'm only about 22 and I'm cutting up, cursing. I'm going off. It's 2 a.m. in Oregon. I'm telling my dad, I'm about to kick the door in. And my dad's on the phone going, baby, don't kick the door in. Just get your stuff and go to the airport. I'm like, I'm going in. He's on the phone with me for 3 hours from the argument to the taxi. We didn't have Uber back then. The taxi to the airport till I boarded. And then he said, baby, okay, are you okay? I said, no, I'm not okay. Because I really wasn't. I just was so, inflamed that I didn't get a chance to feel my emotions. And I cried. And he said, it's all right. When you get home, we'll talk about it. I said, okay, daddy. And when I got home, he had his Jack and Coke. And I came over and he said, now, baby, that's a good man. Because he liked, that's one man he did like. What are you doing? So my point in saying that is for women who have fathers who are really in their life who say, baby, that's too much.
Yeah.
Or he says, what time you get home?
Yeah.
Or that's too late. Or my dad would even tell me, Anthony, he would be honest. He'd say, baby, listen, you get more bees with honey when it comes to a man. He said, daddy don't mind you being strong. Mm-hmm. But when I see you in your relationships with your fiancés, who you're dating, you wear the pants, baby. Mm. You wear the pants. Mm. Time you get home.
Yeah.
Or that. He said, it's all right. When you get home, we'll talk about it. I said, okay, daddy. And when I got home, he had his Jack and Coke. And I came over and he said, now, babe, kick the door in. Just get your stuff and go to the airport. I'm like, F the who put, I'm not going there, daddy. All right, well, I'm just telling you. Naring, whatever.
Right.
If it was 12 o'clock in the day, it doesn't matter what time you get home, babe.
Yes.
All right, let's do it, y'all. Let's get started. Let's get retarded. Let's get retarded in here. Let's get retarded. Let's get retarded in here. As soon as I see the screen switch, we're getting started. All right, let me do my e-begging spiel before we get started. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor, starting at $5. That makes you king of the stream, so to speak, unless somebody outbid you and dethrone you. We're looking for $15 in the first hour to guarantee a 2-hour live stream. And we're looking for $25 for the whole stream. And that guarantees a live stream tomorrow, a bonus live stream tomorrow. Ways to donate. Wait, let me make sure the links are in the description. That's what I got moderators for. Any moderators in the house? Let yourself be known. I'm about to put the links in the chat. So ways to donate: Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, or you can super chat, super sticker by hitting the dollar sign next to the chat space. Preferably Cash App, I'll just say. But if you super chat, super sticker, YouTube take 30% off the top. So that's why that's not the preferred method, but it's kind of cool if you donate via Super Chat or Super Sticker because you get that meme that pop up automatically, that meme notification. But yeah, we're going to get started after I post the links in the chat, y'all. If y'all watching sports, let me know who playing and who you rooting for in the chat. You dig? And let yourself be known who we got in here. Anybody I know? Anybody I'm used to? All right. This says, are most guys okay with dating without sex? And I'm going to say hell no off the top. Before I read anything, and I'm pretty sure y'all in agreement with me. It says, hello, I, 21 female, have been abstaining from sex for about 2 years now, and I don't plan on having sex until I know I'm in a long-term commitment, possibly marriage and children. So let's break that down right there. So from what I'm reading, she's been getting down and dirty probably since 14, but that hasn't been working out for her. It hasn't been getting her commitment. So she's been doing what every other young chick is doing these days, letting Chad and Tyrone plow her and disregard her. Sex isn't getting commitment, because sex doesn't get commitment from top-tier men. Sex is no big deal. You being pretty is no big deal to a top-tier man. You having a nice body is no big deal. There's nothing you're going to do to get a guy like that to commit if he's not ready to commit to a woman. And then you also got to think about it like this. A lot of women's personalities just aren't that great. And that's the reason why a lot of women can't get commitment from these guys. Because a lot of these tall, handsome guys who are in shape, they actually are looking for a girlfriend. But most women don't make that cut. You know, after they hit, after they get that post-nut clarity, and they actually start assessing her objectively without sex on the brain, most women aren't appealing to be in relationships with. But anyway, she think by locking up the coochie, that's going to make Chad commit. Or she's going to try to basically manipulate a Chad into being in a relationship with her. But it wouldn't be worth the wait for that guy. Because she's just another, you know, ran through broad. Isn't it funny that that's women's first line of defense is manipulation? Or not defense, it's just their first method to go to when it comes to anything with a man. When they're trying to get something from a man. Their first method isn't to be a decent human being. You know, their first method isn't trying to bring more value to his life. The first thing that pop up in their head is manipulation. But it says, I genuinely don't care for casual sex. And I think even when I get a I just don't think it's a big. All right, I'm fucking up, y'all. Bear with me. Play as fuck up, too. I genuinely don't care for casual sex. I think even when I get a boyfriend, I wouldn't want to have sex for a long time until I know we're committed. Yeah, this woman is damaged. It's not that hard. It's this dating thing is not that hard, especially for, let's just say, an attractive 21-year-old. This woman right here knows all the guys who would commit to her after 3 weeks. She know every single one. She don't want those guys. She want to trick one of the guys that all the other women want to commit to her. And this method is just, it's not going to work, y'all. It's not going to work. And it's just funny. This should be the bare minimum, yes. Commitment before sex should be woman's bare minimum. She should have been on this time at 14. But I guess her parents didn't teach her. So now she's probably damaged beyond repair at the very young age of 21. By the time a 21-year-old girl is on Reddit trying to get advice on how to get commitment from a man, we already know what type of she on. Okay, it says, I just don't think it's a big deal. Realistically, I could see myself having sex with a guy 6 months into the relationship. Aside from the amount of time it takes to date before getting exclusive. I'm a 5'5 woman. We all know that guys didn't hit within 60 minutes. But now she's talking about 6 months. Imagine being in that phase where you're waiting to have sex with this woman. And you run into one of the dudes who hit it on the first night. And it come up in conversation. Can you imagine how that would feel? you would be crushed. A blue pill dude would be crushed. Hopefully nobody in my chat is that simple and naive. So it says, I'm a 5'5 woman who is quite slim, thick, curvy. So yes, I'm lusted after a lot. Okay. I'm tired of the guys who just want to get in my pants. I want to connect on a mind level first. But I'm not sure if there are an abundance of guys my age group that are into that. 80% of guys that she's come into, that she's come in contact with, would have been into that. They would have genuinely tried to get to know her. They would have genuinely took interest in her hobbies and all that. Don't ever lose sight of that. They always leave out the important stuff. What she really means to say, let me reread that and insert some things. I'm not sure if there are an abundance of guys who are 6 feet, really handsome and have jerk charisma, my age group, that are into that. That's what she really meant to say. And she's right. They don't got to be into that. They get straight to fucking. They got it like that. The top tier dudes, they could just get straight to fucking. They can give one word answers just like these stuck up pretty bitches be giving dudes one word answers. And still get what they want out of it. She says, I don't want a friends to lovers story either. I hate that trope. Yeah, exactly. You hate the trope of a motherfucker being in the friend zone. Yeah, you hate that trope because you don't want any other guys who are in your friend zone. That's why the thought of from friends to lovers thing make you sick. But the truth is your husband is in your friend zone. Most women's husbands are in the friend zone. So let's be clear. I hate that trope because I'm repulsed by all the guys in my friend zone. That's what it really should say. It says, the guy is always faking the friendship. Yeah, don't nobody want to be y'all friend, man. There's nothing in it for a guy to be a woman's friend. She's just going to use him as a utility. He's not going to get pretty much any benefit to having you as a female friend. I just want to date someone who is on the same page as me. I need this slow burn. What? I need a slow burn. Something very organic and in good faith. I long for having a sweet boyfriend who sees me as someone more than the person he's currently having sex with. Let me insert my shit again. I long for having a sweet boyfriend who's 6'4" and have jerk charisma and is model handsome, who sees me as someone more than the person who he's currently having sex with. I want to align with someone in all the other ways before we even think about sex. Even mentioning of sex or anything sexual turns me off after I've been ran through by all the chads in my school. It makes me want to cut the person off. Everybody is so fucky, fucky, fucky. Do people date innocently anymore? Yes, 80% of the guys who holler at you, if not 90, date innocently. So cut the fucking shit. I need two more people to hit the like button who haven't hit it already. You know who you are. All right, I just wanted to switch it up a little bit. Let's get to a video.
Thank you for being there.
Let's get them donations in, y'all. Let's meet that $15 first hour goal so we can do a 2-hour live stream.
If your man left you for another girl or another female, I just want to tell you something. Look, the new female is going off of hope that she has experienced. I've told you before, I was the other woman in my last relationship, and I was going on hope that he was going to treat me better than I was experienced. I hope that he was going to change. I heard he cheated on his ex with her own aunt, and I had hope that he was going to treat me any better.
So basically, you slow in the head. And basically, you're a piece of dog shit. So you were the other woman to a man who cheated on his current girlfriend to mess with you and also possibly cheated with his current girlfriend's aunt. Like, that makes you a bad person that you would even want to date a dude like that. This guy must be drop-dead gorgeous. You know, this is the situation that a lot of women in. They want to share that one dude, man. They all want that one dude, and it don't matter how immoral he is. They still want to F with him. It's truly sickening.
Once I got my taste of experience in the relationship, I realized that he was garbage. He didn't treat me any better. He actually treated me worse.
What the hell did you expect? What did you expect? You lose him, how you get him? This woman has the nerve to call him trash and garbage. What does that make you? That you were the garbage of trash and garbage. You were the side piece of trash and garbage. You're not shaming him on this video. You're shaming your damn self and don't realize it.
He cheated on me and he called the cops on me, ladies. And what I'm trying to tell you is that a man will always jump into a relationship ASAP because he needs validation. He can never be alone. And that's the problem. When you're jumping from relationship to relationship, you're going to end up self-sabotaging it.
Oh, you notice how she sped past that whole he called the cops on me? You don't want to elaborate on why he called the cops? Because he was trying to break into his window or some shit. Or trying to, you know, poke something in him. A sharp object or something. Yeah, she's just going to brush past that real quick. What up, Eric? What up, DDT?
Because, you know, you're just jumping into these things because you haven't unlearned the old you. So, just understand, ladies, I know he ruined it with you, but he's going to ruin it with the next female as well.
Oh, behave.
Oh. Okay, and what do you think you're going to do? Like, the nerve of her to come on here like she's on some type of moral high ground. Does anybody believe this woman isn't toxic as hell? And even if that guy would have left his original girl, she would have cheated or something. Scumbags stay in scumbag circles. You know, she showed what her character was by even trying to mess with this dude when he had a woman. Anything he did to her, this woman has did to other men in the past. So yeah, we don't want to hear it.
Oh, snap, fam. Talk about being alpha widowed. Let me get this straight. You were basically dating a Chad slash already here. Please hit that subscribe button and support the channel. It really helps out. Moving on.
You will get the apology. You will get the recognition when you no longer need it. When you don't need it, and look, this may take days, weeks, months, or even years, but when you get to a place where you're indifferent, like it's not going to do anything for you, whether or not you get it, usually that's when it actually comes. Look, I don't know why this happens. I don't quite understand it either. I mean, I do know energetically you have just changed and it's not something that you're so dependent on in order to be happy. When I kind of like understood, okay, I don't really need the apology or the recognition in order for me to actually move on. And also when I really realized that I probably wasn't going to get it either because most people can't really own what they did because it makes...
He probably didn't do what you thought he did. Or it probably just wasn't that serious. It's probably something really stupid and petty. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is goofy.
Makes them feel so uncomfortable that I realize, okay, it really is, it's indifferent whether or not I get it. That kind of changed my life because I stopped being at the mercy of someone behaving or doing or saying something in order for me to actually feel better. I kind of like gave that to myself so I could just move on.
Damn! So Quinn, you're saying that you get an apology when you no longer need it or no longer want it. Let me translate that a little bit from womanese.
I mean, I feel like that's a woman thing. You really don't hear about guys, you know, waiting for an apology. You know what I mean? We just kind of move on. If I had to give any advice, I wouldn't ever try to wait on an apology for somebody. If somebody did something wrong to you, just move on. They don't give a damn. Don't hold your breath for an apology. Just keep it moving and don't mess with them no more.
Men will get an apology from a woman when a woman needs to give him an apology for everything she did in order to get on his good side so she could either...
Story is not...
I wonder if she keep the same energy when it's time for her to apologize for something. Or is she like the typical woman and never apologize for anything, no matter how bad it is. since she's so big on apologies.
Then we'll be justified somehow.
My story is not unique. I left a marriage after 15 years. I had 3 kids with the man. I had built a life with him, and I really wanted it to work. Deciding when it was time to leave, deciding that I had tried hard enough, deciding that yes, it was worth to take the risk of the unknown for leaving the known, which I had become very accustomed to over the last 15 years.
I mean, yeah, once a woman has left her husband of 15 years and they got 3 kids, no man should touch her with a 10,000-foot pole for anything more than a late-night pluck. You a damn fool if you take this woman serious for, you know, a relationship. And you deserve everything that's coming to you. If 15 years of investing in a relationship and 3 children ain't enough to make her stay, bro, you think she gonna stay when she get fed up with you or you do one thing wrong or, you know what I mean? Like, she gonna be like, well, I ain't going through this again. I stayed for 15 years last time. She gonna have less tolerance for any flaws. And we all have flaws. I bet she didn't leave for anything catastrophic. It wasn't because he was hitting her with the Beats by Dre. He probably didn't even cheat. It was because he didn't help with the dishes enough, and he left the toilet seat up too much. So she broke up a family of 5 in a 15-year marriage for something stupid. Probably just she wanted to go back to the streets. Like, look, these women who divorce their husbands, they don't divorce them to go be by themselves. I wouldn't be surprised if 90% of the time they're not already effing with a dude and they're leaving their husband because they think the grass is greener and this dude who just plucking them, they think, you know, a serious relationship is going to come from it. And it usually doesn't. But I promise you, all these women who are divorcing their husbands aren't not effing somebody else when they file those papers. I'll just say that. It's called monkey branching. They don't leave one relationship just to go be by themselves in the studio apartment. I assure you.
And even though I was miserable, there was some security to it. There was a little bit of, at least I was comfortable in knowing what to expect. As the years would roll by and every birthday I got the same card that said, next year will be better, I somewhere deep inside thought to myself, there's no way. And the only way that my...
You got a card that said, that's a lie. Is that a metaphor that every year for your birthday you got a card saying that next year will be better? This new guy who fucking you ain't gonna get a card at all. Or if he do, it's gonna be for the first year or two when the pussy's fresh or whatever, but then it's gonna fade out. These women are so funny. Whatever car she in, who do you think paid for that car? Probably her ex-husband or the money she got, you know, after the divorce from her ex-husband. If you put your own happiness over the well-being of your 3 kids, you're a bad person. I'm just going to keep it real fucking simple.
My life is going to change as if I leave, but I had 3 kids. And I was also thinking, wait, if my happiness means that I'm taking away the kids' happiness and all of the guilt that came into play of, am I being so selfish?
Yes, yes, you're being very selfish. And despite knowing that it was going to harm your kids indefinitely, you still chose you. You're a piece of shit. But you know you are. That's why you felt guilty about it.
This girl, I can tell you right now, sister, before I listen to the rest of what you're about to say, is the answer to your question is, has to say,
that I want to leave this, and is it bad enough? Here's the kicker. The kicker is that if you are in a place where you are absolutely miserable, you're being treated horribly, or whatever your circumstances are, but you know in your heart that the only way to change your life is to leave, let me tell you that it is, you carry guilt with you.
It's like, I wouldn't advise anybody to have kids with American women. It's just too high of a risk that this is gonna happen to you. That's why power dynamics are so important. Society was better when women felt like they couldn't leave because they were going to be living on the street. They need that type of threat over them to act like decent human beings. Not threat, but they need that type of, what's the word I'm looking for? They just need that type of circumstance for them to act right. if they have a way out to be a piece of shit, they're going to take that way out. It's crazy. But I'm curious. I'm always curious, too. Like, with all these divorces that women file, I'm always curious what percentage of women who were virgins and lost their virginity to their husband divorced their husband in their 40s. I'm interested about that. Or what percentage of women who got married after 30 divorced their husband at some point? I'm curious what this woman body count is. If I had to take a wild guess, she didn't lose her virginity to the man she had 3 kids with. So, Zachariah says, my lady, a fan of the channel, she even just agreed to me. Most women will comply as long as you deed them downright. She said it's rare that men want women more for sex if she's not traditional. Wait, let me read that again. She said it's rare that men want women more for sex if she's not traditional. Well, yeah, if she's not traditional, yeah, just she's a pump and dump. Simple and plain. And I want to say this, good dick don't keep a bitch in check. I mean, maybe for a little bit, but good dick don't keep a bitch in check for 50 years, in my opinion. Just my humble opinion. But y'all can let me know what you think in the chat. I mean, it's a combination of things, but how do I say this? One of the things that keep a chick in check is her knowing I can't do any better than this. Or I'm going to be homeless and I might die if I leave my husband because I have no other way to make money. Like, stuff like that is what keep bitches in check. You know? And even when they, how can I put it? I don't want to say, even when they stay, a lot of them are still unbearable and they just grow into bitches and they lose respect for you at some point in the relationship. For one reason or another, man.
Will be extremely difficult. And when you are looking for people who you're like, okay, well, she left and look how her life turned out, and you're looking for examples and your mind is researching for the evidence that you're going to be okay, I'm going to tell you that no matter what it is, that's the unknown that's on the other side. If you are in a situation right now where years are passing by and you are still miserable in a relationship and you're not being taken care of and you're not being seen and you're not being heard and you're...
Oh my God. You just said he was... Oh, well, she's going to say she's talking hypothetically. Look. Long-term relationships are boring. Like, this isn't a submissive woman. Let's just start there. She talked too fucking much and she's selfish and she's not a submissive woman. And all the red flags were there before this man married her and put 3 kids in her. If a woman isn't at least 75% submissive and she don't know when to shut the fuck up, and you could tell she don't have the mentality that she's going to put her husband and her kids before her own happiness, that bitch ain't worth putting kids in. Fucking period. So if you've been dating a woman 3 years and she ain't been at least 75% submissive to you for those 3 years, do not put a baby in that bitch. Period. Most American women with children didn't deserve to have babies put in them, especially these days. I'll just put it out like that. Most women with children in America did not deserve children to be put into them.
Just being alone in a marriage, the unknown is terrifying, but there's nothing more terrifying than looking back and seeing all the years that you wasted living in fear.
All the years she wasted. So she's talking about all the years they raised kids together, everything. I don't believe women when they talk about how bad their husband was. The way women word things, the way they, you know, reconfigure things to make themselves seem like the victim and make the man out to be a demon. I don't believe anything divorced women say, especially a narcissist who got to like document all this shit on TikTok. I can tell this woman is a horrible person and I feel sorry for her husband. I don't need to know him. I don't need to know the details of what happened. I know what happened. His wife was a bitch, a selfish bitch who broke up the family for some petty shit. That's what happened. This woman will never be happy. And one day she will regret this. And I hope she gets what she deserves. Like the Joker said. I hope she gets what she deserves. This woman doesn't deserve to ever find happiness. I don't care how harsh it sounds. I mean, do these women really think they're going to find Mr. Perfect? And he's going to make her happy every single day, and he's never going to leave his socks on the floor, and he's always going to help with the dishes? That's not real. It's just not real. And if that guy do exist, he deserves way better than you.
Yeah. Hold up a second, fam. I can't be the only one who just picked up on that. She literally said that she was being treated horribly, but she was going to feel a ton of guilt for leaving. Please explain this to me. Make fun.
You want to know the thing that is responsible for the most divorces? It is not what you think. It's not fights about money. It's not cheating. It's not lack of... not lack of intimacy. It's not disagreements over parenting. It's not addictions or mental health problems. It is lack of accountability. Some individuals with very significant insecure attachment wounds absolutely cannot take accountability for their behavior. They literally go through their entire relationship always defending their behavior. They never say sorry. Accountability is just...
Is she talking about women or is she talking about people? I mean, there's guys like this too, but between the two genders, who have the hardest time saying sorry? Like, let's be real. See, as a man, I think it's important to rarely, if ever, do anything you have to say sorry for. Or that's big enough where you would feel compelled as a decent human being to apologize to your woman. Because I would feel compelled to say sorry if I really did some fucked up shit. But I'm not going to do any really fucked up shit, so I really ain't saying sorry to a bitch. If it's something small, nah, it ain't worth an apology. It was just something small. Yeah, don't get caught into that loop of having to apologize every time you do every little thing. She'll have you... saying sorry 20 times a day. Next thing you know, she lose respect for you. Yeah. Sorry need to be a very, very special occasion. And let me just say this real quick. A feminine woman don't got a problem apologizing to her man when she wrong. So if a woman could never apologize, that's a huge red flag. And another sign, you shouldn't put a baby in that bitch and take her serious in a relationship. Bars.
Hey, I did this thing, or hey, I said this thing, and I acknowledge that it hurts you. Because I love you, my job is to love you in a way that doesn't hurt you. Even if I don't understand why this hurts you, even if it's something that wouldn't hurt me, that doesn't matter. Because I am responsible for loving you in the unique way that you need to.
By the time you gotta start talking all this therapy talk, the dynamic of the relationship is off. Bars. It really is, man. Relationships are not this complicated, lady. And let me say this. If your woman actually is submissive and she's doing everything a decent woman's supposed to do, I believe a man should treat a woman like fucking gold at that point. That ain't simping. If you got a good woman who doing what she's supposed to do in a relationship, I don't believe in talking to her a certain way. I mean, keep her in check. Don't get too soft on her. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe in doing women wrong who doing what they supposed to do as a woman at all. If she playing her part, you got to treat that woman right. Period. Because if you got to lead her right and treat her right. Because you got to lead by example. Everything you do with a woman, you got to lead by example. So as a man, if she doing everything she's supposed to do, she shouldn't have too many complaints about how you treat her, how you carry yourself. It really shouldn't be too much to complain about. I mean, we all got little stuff, little flaws and stuff, but I'm talking about the big stuff.
To be loved, I have to get to know you on a deep.
All right, hold on. We got a show sponsor. So we got to stop the show and show some love to Eric in the chat. Big Eric in the house. Show sponsor, King of the Stream. It's official. Eric, good looking out, man. I got something for you. No homo. Appreciate you, big dog. Live stream sponsor. We $10 short of guaranteeing a 2-hour live stream. So send them donations in, y'all, so we can do a 2-hour live stream tonight. Eric, appreciate you, big dog. You the king of the stream, man. You the sponsor of tonight's live stream. And to show my appreciation, I got a little compilation. Bar.
There, man. Charles Ray. I run shit. Thank you for being there, man. Charles Ray. I run shit. You just live here.
More power to him.
You can't treat him like any of the other niggas around here because he ain't like any of the other niggas around here. You got it?
Right on, brother. I hear you. Man, I hear you.
My man.
City boy, city boy.
My nigga.
Hey, can everybody in the chat show Eric some love, please? Do it for me. All right. Let's get back to it. Appreciate you, man. 10 more dollars. Guarantee a 2-hour live stream. Let's get it.
The level to avoid hurting you in the ways that would uniquely hurt you due to your past and who you are as a person. And so when individuals in relationships come to their partner and they say, hey, this thing happened. It hurt me. I would like to see something different in the relationship, or I would like this to not happen again. They are just met with somebody who is defensive.
Does not compute. Does not compute. Does not compute.
Sister, I'm not going to say that you're wrong about the reasons you just stated as to the number one reason of divorce. All those are valid, even the one that you said is number one. But I have to say, your order of things is completely off because there are two other reasons that are higher on the totem pole than the ones that you just stated. Number one reason for divorce is called marriage. And number two reason for divorce is called women putting in for divorce, as they put in for divorce 70% plus of the time. Also, I want to touch up on the thing that you said, accountability. I already stated that there are men out there who do not take accountability for the things they do. But overwhelmingly, it's women who do not take accountability for the things that they do wrong. I'm sorry, but women justify everything with their fifis, then they try to justify breaking up the relationships again with their fifis. They're gonna find the...
Do you know how many marriages could be saved?
Well, yeah, if y'all shut the fuck up, a lot of marriages could be saved. If y'all just shut up, suck dick, and make a sandwich, a lot of marriages could be saved. You know? After you handle your business as a woman, cool, go see a movie. I'll give you some money. Go to the spa. I don't want you to be unhappy. I don't want you to feel like you're just a slave and all you do is, you know, cook, clean, and suck. No, I want you to enjoy life too, but we got to handle this business first. And you got to be respectful to your man. As long as you being respectful to your man and doing your duty as a woman, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you like your life and you enjoy your life. You know what I mean? But see, you want a woman who enjoy taking care of her man and enjoy taking care of her kids, enjoy feeding her family a healthy meal. You know? But yeah, I'm going to take you out to a nice restaurant if you deserve it. Yeah, I'm going to send you on a spa day. Yeah, I'm going to send you to go do something you like without the kids. I watch the kids and you go do something you like on me. Yeah, I believe a man should reward a woman who's taking care of her business as your woman. I believe in treating women good. I mean, I know I sound like I bash women on my channel, but if a bitch doing what she supposed to do, I believe in her, you know, I don't want to say getting spoiled, but I believe she should be treated great if she a good woman, period. That's what I believe. But that's just so, so rare these days. So, so rare. You know, I think good men do care about their woman's happiness, especially if she doing what she supposed to do. If I got a good woman, yeah, I want to see my woman happy. You know? But if you nagging all the time and you always trying to argue with me and, you know, you don't clean that much and you act like you too lazy to cook, then no. I ain't going to care about your happiness then. And I just need to get rid of you. Because that sounds like a house of misery.
If people had the capacity to regulate their attachment wounding enough to go, you know what? Hey, I don't quite understand how that hurt you, but I'm recognizing that it does. And you're a unique person. And so I accept that loving you means loving you in the way that feels good to you. And so I take accountability for saying that thing or doing that thing. And I'm acknowledging that because it hurts you, I don't want to do that again in the future. That wouldn't be love. And then they actually follow through with changing their behavior. It sounds like such a simple concept, but what happens is that when people are triggered into their attachment wounding, they go into a trauma response. And that trigger cycle happens so quickly, they're
And another thing. I gotta figure out how to stop hitting this damn table when I'm... I need a new setup, y'all. I really do. I'm gonna figure something out. I'm definitely gonna figure something out, y'all. Anyway. When a woman is always getting triggered by everything and her emotions are always up and down all day, every day, it make you stop caring about her feelings. Because it's like you throwing a fit about every little thing, I'm just going to become numb to your feelings being triggered by something if they get triggered 28 times a day. That's why women should only bring it up when it's something big. They should learn how to regulate their emotions with the small things. If you keep nagging your man about the small things, he's just going to shut down and not give a damn no more.
Frontal cortex goes offline and their limbic system takes over and they go into those trauma responses of fighting, getting defensive, you know, minimizing someone's emotions, not validating their emotions, or they go into some kind of avoidance response where maybe they're like, oh, I don't want to deal with this right now, and they shut down.
Yep.
Those things are very, very common for insecurely attached individuals, and most people are insecurely attached. It takes work to build our capacity to have attachment security and to respond in a kind, calm, rational, thoughtful manner, and that's what I teach people to do.
Yeah, womp, 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 womp. That's too much talking. Women also don't consider that men don't like all that talking. Women need to learn how to communicate with their man. Feminine women do learn how to communicate with their man. Feminine women build their whole fucking, I don't want to say they build their whole identity around their man, but a big part of it, honestly. Like, what do my man like and what's going to make my man happy? You know? That's what matters in this household. How am I going to keep the arguments down and how am I going to keep my man happy so we can raise these kids right? So if that mean I got to bite my tongue, so be it. If that's going to bring me a more peaceful household and make my kids and man happy, then I'll bite my tongue. But women need to learn how men communicate and stop thinking that their communication style is the only one that matters. Men don't like all that, like that extra talk. All them words she says, man, she could have condensed all that down. Because we gonna shut down if you talking that much. Just start blocking you out. Hey, but this is very important, guys. I got 13 people watching me. I only got 8 likes, and that's not okay.
All right, to my young...
It's Marv. Okay, we're going to start because she's here, and we don't got time to waste. I want to see what Birdie got to say because I'm fucking excited. Like, seriously. All right, so we're going to go. We're going to go. I'm going to add Birdie right now.
Okay, here we go. Birdie. Let's check out Birdie, y'all. Her Instagram, nothing shocking. She's starting off with the first pick. Here, let me sign in real quick. All right. Come on, I hope it didn't make me lose the cool. So the first profile pic showing her tits, no shocker there. Then the first picture when you scroll down, showing her body. Is that Bull Ring Chronicles, it's the Bull Ring Chronicles. Metal in your face, yeah, you're a disgrace. It's the Bull Ring Chronicles. So, huge red flag. Tattoos everywhere, trashy tattoos everywhere, demonic tattoos everywhere. And there's no flow to them. They're just random trashy tattoos everywhere. Was it a tattoo in the middle of your chest? Baby hairs, probably in your 30s, still trying to do baby hairs. And then let's see what the caption say. Fashion Nova, let me be your cutty buddy. Ooh, yeah, you're disqualified. A general statement about being random men's cutty buddy. Yeah, officially disqualified for anything serious by any man with common sense. Just off your first Instagram picture. You ain't even have to scroll down to nothing. You're just advertising like, yes, I'm a hoe. You don't got to do no further work. No further work required. First picture. Look at this gangster face. Nah, I don't want to see that face when I wake up. What is this? What in the Satan? This actually is satanic. If I'm not mistaken, what she got tattooed right here, it looks satanic. Yeah, nothing too much to see here, fellas. Typical IG ho. That tattoo is ridiculous. Claws to boot. Dumbass baby hair. Bunch of rings in their nose. Bunch of piercings in their ears. Look, I don't even need to say anything else. Let's just get to it.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Wait, let me see if it's me, because I can't hear you.
Is it me?
No, that's me. I hear you now.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm a little nervous and excited at the same time.
This is good. Okay. So, guys, if you guys don't know, Virgie came before. She pineapple. I think I said it was 40 guys in about an hour. So that was Birdie. And I think she's on the same energy tonight.
I hope it's not a good lucky damn.
And no one would be lucky to fuck with you. I'm just going to say that right now. Even to have a one night stand. These women just don't get how trash they are to men. She still thinks she the prize because she a little cute.
I've rewatched that video so many times because so many people made like reaction videos and stuff. And I seen it and I was like, damn, okay, I could have gave them some time to talk. But then I'm like.
Yeah. So tell me, what was the reaction? Like, was it brutal? Like,
I've got some positive reactions and then I've gotten some really negative ones, but the positive ones like make sense. It's like the reason I was really pineapple is because people weren't coming presentable. People were in the dark. People were getting out the shower, laying in the bed.
Let's go back and let's see what's being so judgmental. This is what's being so judgmental. You're just the F dial, ma'am. You're nobody's prize. You know, you're a woman that a man comes up to and just say, how much for the hour? You know what I mean? Anyway.
Messy, looking messy. And then there's some stuff that I contradicted myself where I would say like, I'll date a 5'11 guy that's the tallest. And some guy came on and I said, no, you're too short. 5'11 was too short. I was like, damn. I was like, I just said that in the beginning that I was okay with 5'11. And he was actually kind of cute.
I remember which one. No, but is it the one that said, he'll take you smoking on the first
date? No, no, no. Remember the guy, he had like a full beard. He was dark, handsome, full beard. I think he had like a do-rag on.
Okay.
And he said he was 5'11", and then I just cut him out. Okay. And I was like, oh.
All this arrogance and confidence is going to go bye-bye when she turned 45, 46, 50. And she's going to become extremely bitter. The cuter they are when they're younger, the more bitter and angry they are when their looks fade.
Okay, so for whoever hasn't watched this, the first one, so do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. So my name is Birdie. I'm from Watts, California. I'm 27 years old. I am a mother of a two-year-old boy. I'm self-employed. I am very adventurous. I love music. I love the outdoors. I love just surprises, you know, out, just, ooh.
Okay.
I like being, yeah, excitement.
All right.
Oh, right, of course. Constant excitement. You're for the streets. We already know. Women who need to constantly be stimulated and excited, they're not relationship material. Because like I said before, a 50-year relationship is fucking boring. You know what I mean?
But hey, there's some good stuff. They're in love with you already. So...
Well, I think I'm in love with y'all too.
So let's go again over the criteria and let's see this time. Okay, so what's the age range?
Age range, I mean, my baby father like 38 years old. So I mean, from my age, I would say like you could be 26, 25 up until like 40. I really don't mind. Cause there be some fine ass 40-year-old men, but
okay.
So that's the bracket.
Okay. Height.
Height? Okay, I'm not gonna be picky with the height, but you can be shorter than me, 5'6". You cannot be shorter than me. 5'11" and up. Or 5'10", 11 and up. You know, 5'10".
And these are the standards to power. I mean, you know what I mean? This is what she wants for her next F buddy. Nothing about character, nothing about integrity. It's all shallow, superficial shit.
What about 5'7"? That's taller than you.
Yeah, because I mean, it's a little bit, but with heels on, I'm like 5'9".
Okay.
I want to be able to, you know, be at least the same height as my man or shorter than my man.
And she got kids, and it's one of the main things she worried about. Just at the top of her list. If she could wear heels or not. And you still be taller than her. This is what this ding bot. She basically is a ding bot. Not a ding bat. She's a ding bot. Worried about height more than she worried about character with kids in the background. Think about that for a second.
When I have heels on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we say 5'10"?
That could kind of work. Yeah. 5'10", 5'11". So that's kind of where my heels reach, you know, once I go home.
Got you.
She's an idiot.
Money. How much money do they need to make?
How much money do they need to make? Enough to support me and him. Or himself at least. And even some of me, like, he could put himself first, but he can still help me out when I need it. You know, that type of. You don't have to, you know, splurge me and throw money at me, whatever. But if you can support my needs, then that's cool. Because I'm already doing it myself. But if you can help me out, then that's fine.
Oh, you're already doing it yourself. What do you think she does, guys? Engineer, doctor, lawyer, scientist? Is this giving any of those vibes? Architect, you know? Anything like that, y'all? Marketing? Yeah, she work in marketing, all right. What do you think she do for a living, guys? Let's take some wild guesses.
Okay. So is that like...
Like at least... I would say like at least 10K a month, 25K a month. 20. I don't really care if you're not rich or not, as long as you're working and got something going for yourself.
Hey. 25K a month. She don't care if you're rich, though, as long as you got something going for yourself. So over 250,000, but you know, you ain't got to have a whole lot of money though. Just 250K at least. Better lock something down. You're only getting older. Tick tock, bitch. Tick tock.
Hey, there's a big gap between 10 and 25.
Okay, let's just stick at 25K. Yeah.
Wait, how much is that a year? That's a lot.
That's a lot. But there's a lot of men out there like that, you know?
Okay.
All right. You could get lucky, you never know.
Okay, look-wise, what's your preference?
Like, my preference? I would have to say I like dark skin, light skin, mixed. I haven't really dated white men or Mexicans. Not that I have anything against them, but I like any... I feel like I'm attracted to, like, mindset and, like, you know, the way they are more than looks. It's like 40% looks, 60% brain. But sometimes the looks...
Well, ma'am, you don't have a brain, clearly. I could just tell listening to you talk. Women like this are just a waste. Like, nothing positive comes from their life. It really doesn't.
There's always a plus. I like full bearded, no beard, colored eyes, tattoos.
Yep, typical.
It's fit. Because I like working out, so I want my partner to work out, too.
Okay.
Or at least like it.
So the chat did the math for us. That's 300K a year.
That's, oh, shit. That's good.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's really good. Shoot.
So that's your minimum?
I mean, shit, if I get lucky and you make more, then God bless me. God bless me and you. I don't know. But that's good. That's good.
Like, to me, like, pretty women, people always equate a dude with money and a pretty woman. Like, those two things go together. But most pretty women don't deserve shit but hard dick and bubble gum. They don't have good character. They're not good people. They're not going to make good mothers. Like, to me, a fat bitch with an eye patch and a peg leg deserve $300,000 more if she got good character. She nurturing and treat her man like a king. Then she would deserve 300K more than this woman does. That's just my opinion.
25K is good for me.
Okay. All right. So I think that's it. What's the best quality that he needs to have?
Nice teeth. Whew. Nice teeth and good hygiene and knows how to dress.
But why haven't any of those guys wiped you up? Why haven't any of those standards got you a man that's worth keeping? If this is what you've been effing with since you were 14, because we know you can get the type of guys you want to get. So these have been the type of guys who've been fucking you since you were 14. Why isn't anything working out?
How to put that shit on.
What about mentally?
Mentally, he has to be mentally healed, emotionally healed, because if we're both not healed, it's not going to work. And if you're not healed, I can't heal you. I don't want to deal with your past traumas.
Oh, you still definitely have past trauma. It sounds like you got kids in the back. So he got to deal with your baggage. Like, I mean, you could look at this woman and just tell she's trauma and drama. Let's go back. I mean, maybe a cool piece of F meat, but outside of that, no. Does that tattoo in the middle of her body say trauma? That tattoo says never healed, no matter how much therapy I do. That's what that tattoo says. That's what being on the internet, exposing yourself like this says. Never healed, no matter what. No matter what religion she finds, no matter how many therapists she go to.
Like your past relationships. So come mentally prepared, I guess.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm sure you remember the rule, but if you don't like him, don't buy him, just say pineapple.
Yes.
All right, we're getting off here. We didn't meet our goal for the 2-hour stream. It's been like an hour. I'm out. I'll catch y'all Wednesday. We didn't meet the goal to get the bonus stream. If I get the donations to meet the goal tonight, I'll go live tomorrow night. Thanks for Eric. He was the live stream sponsor. Follow me on the alternate platform. They may kick me off any day now. They're deleting channels. Follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links in the description. I'll see y'all Wednesday.